Fox presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it out. Take it out.
Yeah. I felt nice. Right. 7:09, Brock, Hunter.
How you doing? I'm awake now.
I'm hyped, bro. Little Jonathan got me hyped up. So much so that we should probably just get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Boop it up.
Yeah, pump it. If you have an irrational fear of getting mauled to death by an animal, stay away from Texas, according to a new study.
Right.
It's the number one state for deadly animal attacks. The list was compiled using 20 years of CDC animal attack data. California came in second, followed by Florida. Bears, sharks, snakes, leading culprits. If you want to live, I want to live. Delaware. Of course, is the number one place to go because it's boring as Delaware.
Of boredom, though.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Delaware, dude. All right. Need some excitement in your life, dude. That's crazy. So, Texas and Florida.
Yep.
Top two states of animal attacks.
And California in there as well. Which California, I guess, it was surprising to me. But there's snakes and mountain lions and whatnot around there. So especially up in
Texas,
the northern
probably,
part. Sharks, I guess. You got to account for sharks as well in there. Michigan was number 9 on the list, if you were wondering, with 138 animal attacks in this 20 deadly animal attacks.
What are you getting attacked by in Michigan, though?
Bears?
Raccoon?
Yeah, a raccoon could definitely take you down, man, especially if it's got rabies. But we got bears. I'm sure there's mountain lions, like pumas, right? I mean, more
up
north.
Didn't they just find a bear in Indiana? I just saw a bear on the side of the highway. Somebody posted a picture of a dead bear on the side of the highway in Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
That had to be like a stuffed animal. You sure it was a real bear?
I don't think so. No, it was a legit picture, and it seemed real, too. Let me look that up at some point.
Was it from that website, dancingbear.com, or no? Is it a different one? Different one?
No, this bear didn't have a wiener.
Oh, okay. So was it just a naked guy with a bear head on?
No.
I don't really fear getting attacked by an animal and dying, but I guess if you really think, well, because it's not like I'm going to walk out my door and a grizzly bear's like, you know what I mean? But
I bet you'd be scared.
Well, of course, but I'm not putting myself, you see some of these people that, like that snake video we saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy who was wondering, like this, I don't know where this was, like the Amazon somewhere. There is like, oh, why are all my chickens disappearing? And then he caught like the largest python I've ever seen in my entire life. Just swimming around in his backyard. Whatever it was effing terrifying. It was a nope rope of epic proportions. And yeah, some people live
serpent.
In these.
That thing is a dragon.
That's why
it can't fly.
I'm blown away by some people choosing to live where they do, like down south, like in Florida. It's like, oh yeah, we got that gator pond out back. Why are you living there? It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, and when you live there, you're just used to it.
It's part of your
everyday life.
You don't.
I realize that with my family because they live on a lake and. A freshwater lake in the middle of Florida.
Hunter,
and there's a lot of gators in that lake.
Hunter, how exactly does one get just used to living around death machines, all right?
I don't know, dude. That's people in Florida are different.
That's why there's so much meth down there. You have to be high on meth to fight off the gators and snakes.
Right.
That's what it is. That I figured it out. In order to live in areas where there's deadly animals all over the place, you just got to be high on meth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah, I'll fight a gator right now. I'm high on meth. Anyway, so watch out. Watch out for deadly animals. Lastly, should we end with Miss America? Here she is, yeah. Miss America.
Stupid competition.
So they're trying to modernize once again. You know, they're trying to justify and make a beauty pageant for the 21st century. The organization says it's going to, quote, define women's wellness as being based on optimal health rather than physical appearance, whatever that means. So instead of saying, oh, this is the bikini portion, the swimsuit edition where we're going to oogle at these women and their bodies. Now we're going to make it be about how their fitness is and what they're doing to better their wellness.
Trying to church it up. We know what you're doing. It's just a ridiculous competition. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get a bunch of good-looking women on stage and we're going to sit there and judge them.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do the whole time. We're just going to sit there and judge them. We're going to pick the best one.
What a great message that sends to the young ladies
of
the world. Yeah.
You know, I just every time this thing comes on, like I'll be flipping through the channels, and I click on it for about 2 minutes just to it's all it takes for it to piss me off.
Yeah,
and then I go elsewhere. But
I mean, we
what's the point?
Yeah, we parade these women around. All right, they have to wear a ball gown or like the evening wear. They do a swimsuit competition. Right, they're just walking around on stage.
It's a weird thing.
And then at the end, they get given a tiara and a sash, and it's like, oh, you're the prettiest. Hey, congratulations! You out of all
women
the women here,
it.
We judged you the least. That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
It's a ridiculous thing.
At one point, we ask them their thoughts on worldviews that they
like we really care. This is what I tuned in for. I want to know what she thinks about the world.
Yeah.
That's exact. Come on. Yeah. Quit beating around the bush. Quit trying to church it up.
And tell you what, if they don't give us a good enough answer, then we judge them even more. Like, look at this dumb idiot. Just dumb woman. It's just terrible. We need to get rid of it, okay?
Everything around this competition is awful. Just stupid.
It's awful. Here she is, the woman we thought was the prettiest. Yes. That's what it is. So good luck, Miss America. Good luck. That is going to do it for your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock